For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Stoicism, that ancient philosophy born among the thinkers of Greece and forged in the greatness of the Roman Empire, continues to shine with astonishing clarity, illuminating the challenges of modern life. At first glance, it might seem like a set of rigid rules or a practice of emotional detachment, but in its purest essence, Stoicism is a transformative tool. It is not just a way of thinking, but a practical path to cultivating well-being through simple yet profoundly powerful habits. In this episode, we will explore five self-care habits inspired by this timeless philosophy, practices that will not only help you remain calm amid daily chaos, but also allow you to build a more balanced, mindful, and meaningful life. When we think of self-care, we often associate it with momentary rewards, a restful afternoon, an enjoyable meal, or a brief distraction in front of a screen. But Stoicism invites us to go beyond. It teaches that true self-care is not about fleeting indulgences, but about building an inner strength that supports us in any circumstance. For the Stoics, self-care was not an occasional luxury, but a daily exercise, a discipline of the mind, body, and spirit that should be practiced as naturally as breathing. Cultivating resilience, maintaining mental clarity, and finding serenity amid disorder were not distant aspirations, but essential habits for living with purpose. What is most fascinating about this philosophy is its pragmatic approach. It is not about abstract ideas or unattainable ideals, but about concrete actions that anyone can adopt. From the importance of silence in the morning to reflection at the end of the day, each practice reminds us that self-care is not selfishness. It is the foundation of a more fulfilling existence. Imagine starting each morning with a clear mind and ending each day with a deep sense of peace, regardless of what happened in between. That is the true power of Stoicism, not eliminating challenges, but teaching you to face them with unshakable calm. In a world where distractions are constant and demands seem endless, these habits are not a luxury. They are a necessity. Integrating them into your life will not only strengthen your personal well-being, but also transform the way you relate to yourself, others, and the world around you. In the end, the purpose is clear: to make each day a step toward a wiser, more mindful, and more fulfilling life. Join me on this journey and discover how small changes in your routine can change everything. Chapter 1. Morning. Silence, forging serenity before dawn. Morning silence is a forgotten art, an ancient ritual that the Stoics considered the first and most essential act of self-care. It was not just about avoiding external noise, but about creating an internal space of calm and clarity. In today's world, where the first light of the day often comes from a screen and an endless to-do list dictates the morning rhythm, reclaiming this Stoic habit may be the key to transforming not just the start of your day, but your entire life. The Stoics practiced a form of meditation that was very different from what we know today. It was not about escaping or seeking mystical transcendence, but a practical tool for preparing the mind. In that silence, they did not try to empty their heads of thoughts. Instead, they sought to fill them with purpose. They visualized the challenges that might arise throughout the day. But rather than getting caught up in anxiety and fear of the unknown, they trained their minds to welcome the unexpected with calmness. This was not pessimism, it was preparation, a mental rehearsal that strengthened their resilience, much like a warrior perfecting every move before stepping onto the battlefield. Silence also served another purpose, allowing them to listen to their own voices before the noise of the world infiltrated their thoughts. They reflected on their values, their principles, and what truly mattered. By doing so, they consciously decided what deserved their attention and what should be ignored. In a world filled with distractions and false urgencies, this habit is more relevant than ever. Those who do not define their priorities upon waking will inevitably absorb those of others. Amor fati and embracing the day. A lesser known fact is that some Stoics used this moment of quiet to practice amor fati, the love of fate. This was not just about accepting the good but also embracing the challenging. It meant looking at each day with the certainty that everything it brings, whether light or shadow, success or struggle, is part of a greater lesson. This mindset is not resignation, it is power. A way to begin the day with an open mind, without resistance, with the curiosity of a child asking, "What lessons will this day bring? What opportunities for growth will it offer me?" In this way, even the smallest obstacles stop being annoyances and instead become opportunities to practice virtue and self-control. Integrating morning silence into your life. Incorporating this habit into modern life does not require drastic changes. It is as simple as waking up a few minutes earlier and giving yourself a moment of stillness. You don't need a perfect setting or complex techniques. Just sit, breathe, and let silence be the first sound you hear. Ask yourself, what kind of person do I want to be today? What attitudes and actions do I want to cultivate? This small exercise in introspection is where true mental strength begins. It is here that you sharpen your mind and prepare your spirit for what lies ahead. Silence as a life strategy. Morning silence is not just a break from external noise, it is a powerful strategy for cultivating a balanced and mindful state of mind. You may not see immediate results, but over time, this habit will become the foundation of a calmer, more centered life. Because starting the day in silence is like tuning an instrument before playing a symphony. It is that moment when every thought finds its place, every emotion settles, and you prepare to face the world, not as a stormy sea, but as a steady, luminous beacon. Chapter 2. The Alchemy of Gratitude, Turning the Ordinary into the Extraordinary. In a world where comparison is relentless and the desire for more is never satisfied, practicing gratitude is a revolutionary act. For the Stoics, however, gratitude was not just a fleeting emotion or a positive attitude, it was a powerful tool for transformation. It was a lens through which they could uncover hidden treasures in the ordinary, turn adversity into learning, and make the simple truly extraordinary. This was not a superficial gratitude, one of mere politeness or social habit. It was not limited to saying thank you when someone held a door open. It was a conscious, deep, almost alchemical gratitude, capable of changing one's perception of life itself. Negative visualization, appreciating what is already yours. Stoicism went beyond simply listing good things. One of its most profound exercises involved imagining the absence of what one already had. They would visualize, for example, what would life be like without the company of a loved one? What would happen if one day they lost the ability to walk or see a sunrise? This practice, known as negative visualization, was not meant to create fear, but to awaken a renewed appreciation for what was already present. By reflecting on what could be lost, the ordinary ceased to be invisible and became an evident gift. The small things, health, time, a conversation with a friend, took on a new and deeper significance. Gratitude for challenges, the art of embracing adversity. Another overlooked aspect of Stoic gratitude was their approach to being thankful for difficulties as well. While most people express gratitude for blessings and successes, the Stoics also gave thanks for obstacles. Why? Because they knew that every challenge was an opportunity to strengthen their character, reinforce their discipline, and test their resilience. They did not see difficult moments as punishments but as hidden teachers. They expressed gratitude for difficult people, not because they enjoyed conflict, but because they understood that friction polishes and strengthens. A spirit that has never been challenged has never been truly forged. In the end, every challenge was an opportunity to grow. Every frustration, a lesson. Every fall, another step toward inner strength. Practicing gratitude as a daily habit. For the Stoics, gratitude was not a passive exercise, but a consistent practice. Upon waking, they took a moment to be grateful not only for what they had, but for what they had overcome. At the end of the day, they reflected on everything they had experienced with gratitude, even if the day had been filled with difficulties. This practice became their emotional anchor, a pillar of stability that kept them steady even in the midst of the most intense storms. Integrating Stoic gratitude into your life. Adopting this Stoic perspective in modern life does not require great effort, just a few minutes a day for deeper reflection. But instead of only being grateful for the obvious, take it a step further. What lessons have you learned from difficult moments? What skills have you developed because of challenges? What small details have you overlooked that, when seen with fresh eyes, reveal a quiet yet powerful beauty? Stoic gratitude is not just an exercise in positive thinking. It is an intentional choice to see the world with greater depth, to recognize not only what is good but also what is necessary in every experience. Because in the end, although you may not always control what happens around you, you can always choose how to respond. And when you choose to respond with gratitude, you choose peace over chaos, abundance over lack. Chapter 3. The Power of Negation, Finding Freedom Through No. We live in a world where saying yes seems to be the key to unlocking every door to success. Yes to more work. Yes to more commitments. Yes to more stimulation. But the Stoics understood that true power was not in accumulation, but in selection. Saying no is not a barrier, it is a form of liberation. This simple monosyllable, when used wisely, has the power to transform life, establishing invisible yet unbreakable boundaries. Saying no is not a rejection of the world, it is an affirmation of oneself. Saying no is an act of self-care. For the Stoics, no was more than just a refusal, it was an act of protection, a tool for aligning every decision with personal values and priorities. They did not see it as a shield for isolation, but as a sword that allowed them to cut away unnecessary commitments, external expectations, and purposeless distractions. Every well-placed no created space for what truly mattered. Mental apoptosis, eliminating the unnecessary. The Stoics practiced a method called apoptosis of activities, inspired by biology. Just as cells eliminate what is unnecessary to preserve the health of the organism, they periodically reviewed their commitments, relationships, and habits. They would ask themselves, what activities truly add value to my life? Which ones simply drain my time and energy without offering anything in return? This practice was not only applied externally but also to their inner world. No as a mental detox. No was not only something they said to others, it was something they said to themselves. The Stoics understood that not all emotions deserve to be nurtured, nor do all thoughts deserve attention. When a destructive impulse or toxic emotion arose, instead of reacting automatically, they practiced a mental no. I will not let myself be consumed by this baseless worry. I will not feed this useless anger. I will not surrender to this irrational fear. This exercise was a way to cultivate true inner freedom, a skill that today we...
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You might call mental hygiene or emotional detox. Saying no to the overload of choices. Today, we live in an era of endless choices, from what series to watch to what path to follow in life. But this apparent freedom can become a burden. An excess of options can paralyze, exhaust, and overwhelm the mind. The Stoics knew that every decision has a cost. That's why they practiced a form of mental minimalism. They reduced their options. They focused on the essential. They let go of the unnecessary. For them, limiting decisions was not a restriction, but a path to clarity and efficiency. Saying no to say yes to what matters. From a Stoic perspective, saying no is not about closing yourself off from the world. It is about opening yourself up to what truly nourishes the soul. It is an act of consciousness. It is learning to choose wisely. Every well-placed no is an affirmation of your priorities, a reminder that you do not need to carry everything the world offers you. Applying the power of no to your life. Incorporating this Stoic habit into modern life requires reviewing not just external obligations but also internal commitments. What things do you need to say no to in order to protect your well-being? What relationships, habits, or thoughts are draining your energy without offering anything meaningful? When you learn to say no without guilt, you set yourself free. In the end, every well-directed no is a seed planted in the fertile ground of authenticity, and in that space only what truly strengthens you will grow. Chapter 4. The Practice of Indifference, the Stoic Art of Inner Freedom. In a society obsessed with control, where every detail seems to demand our attention and concern, the Stoics practiced a radical and transformative habit: indifference. But this was not a cold or selfish indifference, it was a wise and liberating indifference. This practice, known as adiaphora, consisted of clearly distinguishing what was within their control from what was not, and then focusing all their energy solely on the former. The result of this mindset was unshakable inner freedom, a unique ability to walk through chaos without being consumed by it. Indifference as an active exercise. What made this concept revolutionary was that Stoic indifference was not passivity. It was an act of conscious choice. The Stoics understood that many of the things we commonly worry about, the opinions of others, external circumstances, the outcomes of our actions, were not truly within their control. So, rather than wasting emotional energy trying to control the uncontrollable, they practiced indifference. But this did not mean being insensitive or detached. Rather, it was an emotional shield that allowed them to engage with the world without being consumed by it. It is the difference between being caught in the storm and becoming the storm. Liberating phrases, the power of mental reminders. A lesser-known aspect of this practice was the use of liberating phrases. The Stoics would mentally repeat affirmations such as, "This is not within my control. This is indifferent to my virtue." Every time they felt an external situation starting to disrupt their peace, they used these phrases to break the cycle of worry and redirect their focus toward what truly mattered. This simple habit not only reduced stress but also restored their control over their emotional state. Today we might consider this an early form of neuro-linguistic programming, a technique for rewiring the mind and strengthening emotional resilience. Letting go of obsession with outcomes. This practice was not just applied to external events but also to their own efforts and ambitions. The Stoics did not measure success by results but by actions. They knew they could give their best effort, but the final outcome depended on many factors beyond their reach. For this reason, they did not obsess over success, nor did they fear failure. Their satisfaction came not from achieving a goal but from acting with integrity and with the best possible intention. This mindset gave them a failure-proof mentality and unshakable serenity, allowing them to move forward without the weight of unfulfilled expectations. Applying Stoic indifference in modern life. Today, adopting this practice can be a balm for souls exhausted by social and personal pressure. It involves learning to let go, not out of resignation but out of wisdom. It means recognizing that many of our worries belong to the realm of the uncontrollable. And by setting them aside, we free up valuable space for what we can change: our actions, our attitude, our decisions. Stoic indifference is not a withdrawal from the world, but a smarter way to engage with it, built on inner peace and emotional strength. It is a conscious choice about where to place our power. And in doing so, we reclaim the freedom to decide how to live. Ultimately, this practice turns each day into an opportunity to reaffirm your autonomy, to walk lightly, and to find in every step a true reflection of your essence. Chapter 5. The Nightly Reflection Ritual, Rewriting the Story of the Day. While modern life emphasizes the importance of a morning routine to start the day with energy, the Stoics found even greater power in how the day ended. For them, nightly reflection was not just a mental exercise, but a sacred ritual of self-care. As night fell and the noise of the day faded, darkness brought a gift: silence. And in that space of stillness, the Stoics practiced a habit that not only improved their rest, but also transformed the way they lived each new day. Evaluating the day without guilt, only learning. This ritual involved a deep review of the day, but without guilt or harsh self-criticism. The Stoics would ask themselves, "What did I do well today? Where did I fall short? How can I improve tomorrow?" This simple exercise allowed them to end each day with clarity, without carrying unnecessary regret or worry. It was a practice of humility and self-examination, a nightly mirror where they could see themselves without masks or excuses. Reviewing the movie of the day. One of the most innovative techniques in this practice was the review of the movie of the day. The Stoics would imagine their day as a film, rewinding and watching each scene again. In this mental replay, they did not just observe what had happened, they also visualized how they could have acted as their best selves. This exercise was not just an analysis of the past, but also a mental rehearsal for the future. By envisioning how to respond with more wisdom or composure, they trained their minds to react with greater control and clarity when faced with similar situations again. The art of forgiveness, letting go to move forward. Another powerful aspect of this ritual was its focus on forgiveness, especially self-forgiveness. The Stoics understood that to err is human and that perfection is an illusion. So when reflecting on their mistakes, they did not punish themselves harshly. Instead, they treated themselves with compassion. They acknowledged their errors without identifying with them, without letting mistakes define their worth. Instead of carrying guilt, they released it with the promise to do better tomorrow. This Stoic habit of self-compassion prevented daily failures from accumulating into resentment or low self-esteem. Celebrating small victories. But nightly reflection was not just about reviewing mistakes. It was also about celebration. The Stoics recognized the moments of the day when they had acted virtuously, remained calm in adversity, or made a decision aligned with their values. This balance between self-criticism and self-praise allowed them to go to bed with a sense of closure and gratitude, two essential ingredients for deep and restorative rest. Integrating the Stoic nightly ritual into modern life. Adopting this practice today can be as simple as taking a few minutes before bed to journal or meditate in silence. It is a moment to turn off external lights and ignite the inner light. A moment to clear the mind and heart from the burdens of the day. This habit not only improves sleep quality, but also plants the seeds for a better tomorrow. A ritual of renewal. Stoic nightly reflection is at its core a ritual of renewal. Each night becomes an opportunity to symbolically die to the day that has ended and be reborn with a clearer mind and a stronger spirit. It is the perfect way to close the daily cycle of growth. A serene farewell to yesterday and a hopeful welcome to the new day. A day that always awaits, full of possibilities. Stoic serenity, daily transformation from within. True transformation does not happen in a single grand moment, but in the silent consistency of daily habits. Through this journey into Stoicism and self-care, we have rediscovered ancient practices that, though born in a world of togas and marble, remain more relevant today than ever. These five habits are not just pieces of advice, they are gateways to a calmer, more fulfilling, and more conscious life. Morning silence reminds us that each day begins as a blank page, and that we have the power to write on it with calm and purpose before the world's noise tries to take the pen from our hands. Gratitude is daily alchemy, a way to transform the ordinary into the extraordinary, not by accumulating more, but by deeply appreciating what already is. The power of saying no teaches that every well-placed refusal is a seed of freedom, that self-care is not always indulgence, but also the courage to set firm boundaries. The practice of indifference, far from being apathy, frees us from the weight of external expectations, allowing us to move forward with lightness and determination. The nightly reflection ritual not only closes the day, but prepares the fertile ground of the mind so that the lessons learned can grow into wiser actions at dawn. The transformation is in your hands. The most powerful thing about these habits is that they do not depend on anything external. You do not need a perfect environment. You do not need sophisticated tools. You do not need large investments. You only need the willingness to look at yourself honestly and the commitment to practice, even in small doses. Because personal greatness is not built in heroic acts, but in the conscious repetition of simple gestures. Stoicism reminds us that while we may not always control what happens, we always control how we respond. And each of these habits is, at its core, training for that response. It is about learning to be the architect of your own inner temple, one that stands firm even when the outer world trembles. It is an invitation to stop being a spectator and become the protagonist of your own life, to find serenity in chaos, to discover beauty in imperfection. Do not wait for the perfect moment. So, as we close this journey, I invite you to choose one of these habits and begin today. Do not wait for the perfect day, because life itself is the perfect opportunity. Discover how silence can be your teacher, how gratitude can be your refuge, how no can be your guide, how indifference can set you free, and how each night can be a chance to be reborn. Because in the end, true transformation is not about reaching an ideal destination. It is about the way you walk through each day, with a calm mind, a strong heart, and a free spirit. Which of these principles will you start applying today? Share your response in the comments and let me know which habit resonates with you the most. If this content has inspired you, hit the like button and subscribe to continue exploring more Stoic tools for a more fulfilling and mindful life. And if you know someone who could benefit from these insights, share it with them. Sometimes, a simple idea can make a profound difference in someone's life. See you in the next episode. Keep moving forward, keep growing, and remember, true strength is born in the way you choose to live each day.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.